Run it up.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Today we are talking about NBA playoffs are set, a little bit about the draft, and then about some NFL teams and what their position looks like right now. All right, so we got a couple games today in the playoffs. At one, we got Nets and 76ers. Later, we got Hawks at Celtics, Knicks at Cavs, Warriors at Kings. That'll be a good game. And then we have the other games tomorrow. So this playoff, it's a little bit weird because Nets 76ers isn't too – I think the 76ers are definitely going to crush the Nets. But
yeah, honestly, I think that – I don't think they're going to crush them. I think it's going to be closer. I think I can see the 76ers winning in 5 or 6. But I think I think the 76ers are going to beat them by a lot this game, and then the Nets are going to kind of figure it out, like, over the next couple games.
I think that the 76ers are going to go up 2-0, and then the Nets are going to take one game, and then that's it. I think it's going to be a 5-game series.
Yeah, I can see that.
And then Hawks at Celtics. I think the Celtics are going to sweep the Hawks.
Yeah, I can see that.
I don't think the Hawks are going to take one game.
Yeah, I can see maybe one game at home for the Hawks. Maybe they win that one game.
Maybe.
But I can kind of see this series similar to the Nets 76ers where it's 4-1.
The crazy thing with the Nets is that they, like, kept up their like, after they traded Kyrie and KD, they didn't really decline that much. It kind of just seemed like they were staying on the same track,
like,
and they got
like
into the 60s.
Mikal Bridges hasn't missed a game in his NBA career.
He hasn't missed a game since his, like, junior year in high school.
Yeah, it's something crazy.
It's nuts. He played 83 games this season, even though he played, like, 4 games the last game. Four seconds
in the last game.
Yeah. All right, so then we got Knicks, Cavs. This could be a good one. I have the Cavs winning this one in about, like, I think it was either 6 or 7. But I think this will be a really good series. It'll test the Cavs, I think.
Yeah, I totally agree. It's always the 4 and 5 matchups that are the best. I just think, well, at least start in the first round. But, just I can see this being 6 or 7, like you said.
And this, I think it'll be a really fun series to watch. You know, you have the Knicks who've had this experience before a couple years ago, you know, trying to, like, get back to what they've been doing. And then the Cavs, it's kind of their first time, but their team's really looking good. And they're on a roll recently, so this could be like a 4-0 for one team if they, like, really, like really, really lock in, but I doubt that would happen.
Yeah, I don't see that happening. Because if, like, the Celtics don't sweep the Hawks, or same thing with 76ers, I can't see either one of the 4 or 5 seeds sweeping.
Yeah. All right, so then we have Warriors-Kings, probably, like, I think, in my opinion, the second best matchup of the entire playoffs. I had Kings. I wasn't able to look at your bracket because it was being stupid. But did you have Kings or Warriors in this one?
I had Warriors.
Okay. This one was so hard. I took 5 minutes on this matchup, and I really had to think. And then it really just came all down to biases, so.
Yeah.
And I really want the Aaron Fox to win, so, yeah. But the Warriors are so good, and I don't know how this is going to work out. I think it's definitely going to a 7-game series, and whoever wins that last game is going to, you know, move on.
Yeah, I agree.
I think it'll come down to the last game.
Okay,
and then tomorrow the first game's at 3. It's Lakers at Grizzlies. This is another good matchup. I have the Grizzlies here, though. I don't really think it's too big of a matchup.
I actually have the Grizzlies in 7, but that's just because I just think that the Lakers, I just don't think they'll be able to execute as well.
Yeah, I think I had the Grizzlies in 6 or something, but I could see it going to 7.
But back to the Warriors and Kings real fast. I think I can see the Warriors sweeping the Kings, But I just feel like that the Warriors are a completely different team in the playoffs.
Yeah.
But
They
of
turned on.
course, the Kings are also a really good team, so I wouldn't be surprised if they ended up winning. But I still have the Warriors in six
The
or
thing with
seven.
the Warriors is they're terrible on the road. Like, they've only won like 14 games on the road. They are getting Andrew Wiggins back. I don't know if he's going to start or if he's going to come off the bench. But
I can see him coming off the bench, but yeah, it's still that's the big move.
they're looking to go back to back, so maybe that could happen. All right. So next one, we got Heat at Bucks. I know I'm a Heat fan, but I have no faith in us. I don't even know how we pulled off that win last night. Bucks are sweeping us.
Yeah, I totally agree. Also, I'm a Bucks fan. You guys can call me a
You are?
bandwagon, but I've liked them. Yeah, I'm a Bucks fan. You didn't know that?
I didn't know you were like really like a were a fan. I knew you liked Giannis, but I didn't know if... Oh wait, no, you like Chris Middleton.
Yeah, but
Yeah, okay.
I've liked the Bucks for like 4 or 5 years now, and I just think that they're too good of a team to get. I mean, like, same thing with like the Hawks Celtics. I can maybe see the Heat winning one game at home or something, but at the worst, I think the Bucks are gonna win 4-1.
I think if the Heat play their best, like play really good, I think we could take two games. But I think there's a 0% chance that we win the series, like at all. So I don't
Yeah,
really see this as a competition for the Bucks.
I just, yeah, I agree with you.
All right, and then we got Clippers at Suns. I think this is the best series in the entire playoffs. KD, I don't think KD's lost a game when he's played for the Suns, so that's they're looking
Oh,
really good.
I did not know that.
Yeah. I think Suns are gonna win in seven.
Yeah, I can see that. This is like this is very similar to the Cavs Knicks matchup where it's just it will go to seven, 6 or 7 games, like probably guaranteed.
Yeah. I wish this game was today because I really want to watch that now. It's
Yeah.
the 8 game tomorrow. It's at 8, so dang. They have a game at 10:30. That's the Timberwolves at Nuggets. I also think that game, that series would be a sweep.
Yeah.
Okay, and then so I have to go to pictures now. I'm like, look at the brackets. Hold on. Trying to like, I could just go to my bracket right now, but I don't really want to do that. I kind of want to be able to visualize it a little bit more. Is this it? No, that's 2020. Okay, hold on. Trying to like just find one that's actually looks good right now. Okay, I think this is it right here. Okay. Oh, that's. Does not look quite as well as I want it to look like. Okay, I got it. All right. All right, so we got Nugget. We had Nuggets going on. We had the Suns going. We had Kings. I had Kings, and then you had Warriors, and then Grizzlies, Bucks, Cavs, 76ers, and then the Celtics going on. Okay,
Yeah.
so. The Nuggets versus Suns would be the matchup that I'm looking at right now. That would be I think that would be a good matchup, honestly. I think Suns will win that one though.
Yeah, I agree. I think I think the Nuggets are a little bit overrated. I think they're good, but I don't think they'll play that good.
They don't play well in the playoffs. They played well in the playoffs that one year in the bubble. But like, they just can't really perform. They got a 3-1 lead blown in the playoffs a couple years ago. So,
Yeah.
I think I have Suns winning in like 6 or 7 games. So, that's what I'm looking at. Okay, all right. Next, I'll do it for you real quick. The Warriors versus Grizzlies. Who did you have winning that one?
I had the Warriors winning against the Grizzlies.
Okay. But how many games?
Seven.
Okay. I think I had the Grizzlies winning in 7 games over the Kings. So then it would be for you, it would be Suns, Warriors, and then who would you have winning that game or series?
I had the Suns winning in
Okay.
seven.
Yeah, I have the Suns beating the Grizzlies in like 6, I think. So, I think the Suns are so good that it's just hard for me not to pick them. Like, you look at their entire team and it's like, wow, they're really, really good. So, especially if KD can stay healthy and if everybody can stay healthy on that team, I think they'll go really far in the playoffs.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, and then on the other side, we got your Bucks versus the Cavs. I think I had Bucks winning that series in either like 5 or 6 games. What do you have?
Against the Cavs, I
Yeah.
have the Bucks winning in five.
Okay. You don't think that'll be tough for your team?
I think it's the same sort of thing like in the first round where I think that I can see us losing to the Cavs one game, or I mean maybe six, but both the games we lose will be away at the Cavs.
Yeah. The thing about the Cavs is their defense is really good. They have Evan Mobley, who's a finalist for Defense Player of the Year. They have they have Jarrett Allen, who's really good on defense, Donovan Mitchell, Darius Garland. Just kind of a lot of gritty players that will get under your skin a little bit. So that's what I think will happen. And if everybody can stay healthy, I know Chris Middleton might play. He might not. I don't really know what that's looking like right now. But, yeah. That's really all I have to say. Okay, all right. Next series, 76ers and Celtics. I have Celtics here winning in, like, 6 games, I think. The Celtics are too good, I think, to lose to the 76ers, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree. I can't see the 76ers beating the Celtics.
They looked really good in the what's it called? Regular season. I don't really know what happened at the end. I kind of stopped paying attention to NBA for a little bit, like the past couple of weeks. Now I'm getting back to it, but I was like, wait, why are the Bucks have the one seed instead of the Celtics? But I think the Celtics are a really good team, and I think they'll beat the 76ers pretty easily. And then we would have Bucks versus Celtics. I want to hear what you have first.
I have the Bucks in seven. This will be a really close series the whole way. I can maybe see one game getting away from the Bucks, like maybe losing by 20. Like there'll probably be a game like that for each of the teams, but for the rest of the games, I think it's just gonna be really close, and I see the Bucks just winning in seven.
Yeah, I actually have the Celtics in 7. I want the Bucks to win because I don't know if you know, but like my old friend, she goes to a different school now. Her brother is Jay Crowder. Oh wait, I think I
Really?
told you this before.
Yeah, you told me that.
And he plays in the Bucks now, so I kind of want the Bucks to win if the Heat don't. But I have to choose Celtics here. I think the Celtics are too good. So then the finals matchup would be Suns versus Bucks for you and Suns versus Celtics for me. So a rematch of the 2021 series a couple years ago for you. And who would you have winning that?
I think you probably know who I'm winning. I have the Bucks winning in seven.
Yeah. I was gonna say I think both of ours have to go to 7. I don't think there's a way that it doesn't. I think this is going to be a really good playoffs. My dad is super excited for the playoffs this year for some reason. He doesn't even know why.
That's funny. But
And then, yeah, I have Suns winning in 7-2. So I think this will be a pretty fun playoffs, but yeah.
I agree, yeah.
Do you have anything else to say about the playoffs, and or we can move on?
No, I think we can move on to the draft.
Yeah. Or you got anything for the draft?
Really nothing much. It's really just the same thing. Like, Mel Kiffer, he's just been talking about how he thinks that Jackson Smith and Jigba and C.J. Stroud are both going to go to the Texans, which really? I can see that happening. Yeah, that's what he says he thinks he's going to have because they have the two first-round picks. But I can see that happening because of just kind of similar to, like, a Joe Burrow, Jamar Chase, or, like, a Trevor Lawrence, Travis Etienne kind of thing.
Yeah, did you see them at the Combine? C.J. Stroud and Jackson Smith and Jigba, they look so good at the Combine.
Yes.
So I think pairing them together would be a really good idea. And I don't think there's a team in the top 10 that really needs a wide receiver. So I think that could happen. They're like the 12th pick, right?
Yeah, I think so. I think they're the 2nd and the 12th.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I could see, I think Panthers will take Bryce Young. I think it's what everybody's leaning towards right now. Bryce Young, mm-hmm. and then C.J. Stroud will go to the Texans. And then I saw a projection that – who was it that trades up? It was like
– Titans.
Oh, yeah. You saw that mock draft too where they had –
Yeah. Trading up for Anthony. Trading up to the Cardinals for Anthony Richardson.
So I think it's looking like that – Will Levis is going to the Colts. But I don't.
I really hope that is.
Yeah, he met with the Titans a couple days ago. So, I don't know. Like, he like had like a formal meeting with the Titans. So, could be something. The thing about. They would have no throwing game. You know what I mean? If they drafted Anthony Richardson for the Titans. Because, like, you have. It'd be like Lamar Jackson if he pans out and Derrick Henry. Yeah. I don't know how that would work. Really explosive offense, but.
Yeah, I agree, but. Yeah.
I
have really nothing else to say.
Who do you think is going to pan out in the draft? Like, who do you think is going to be, like top 10 player in, like, 5 years?
Honestly, I can see either C.J. Stroud or Jackson Smith and Jigba.
Or honestly, you don't think Bryce Young is going to be good?
I don't think so. I think he'll be good, but I don't think he'll be, like, number one pick good.
Yeah.
I can see Will Levis being good, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you see my video that I did today where I, like, predicted that, who the top 8 players would be in, like, 5 years?
Oh, yeah, I did.
I had Bryce Young up there. I think he's going to be really good. And I think C.J. Stroud is, like, just out of that top 8. Who else do I have from this draft? Oh, I had Bijan Robinson at 7. I think he's going to be really, really good.
Yeah, I can see him being, like, a Saquon Barkley.
Mm-hmm. I think he's going to be better than Saquon.
Yeah, I can see that, too.
I'm really, really hoping that we draft Bijan Robinson. And if we don't, then I want us to draft a safety. I don't think we need another linebacker.
I really want Emmanuel Forbes from Mississippi State to go to the Bengals.
Is he an offensive lineman?
No, he's a cornerback.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes.
The guy from Mississippi State.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or if Kelee Ringo falls. I know really like Kelee Ringo, but he's a stud.
Yeah, he's good.
The thing with him was his numbers just went down his last season. He had a really good season before.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, that's what happened. Okay, and then what were we going to talk about? Oh, yeah. Do you want to talk about – do you want to talk about that?
Yeah. So, to me, I think that OBJ going to the Ravens kind of hints at the Ravens keeping Lamar Jackson. Because I don't think they would – I mean, unless they go for a quarterback in the draft, but I don't think they're going to get one of the top
No.
quarterbacks that late in the draft unless they trade up. So
Yeah.
that's why I think that Lamar Jackson's going to stay this year, and then he's going to they're either going to extend his contract the next year or they're going to trade him.
I
Cuz
think
I
with the
mean
Ravens. Go ahead.
yeah, I sorry, but cuz signing OBJ on a 1-year deal, I think that means that they're just going to see how it like plays out this year with Lamar Jackson, and if it's not, they're going to I think they're going to, if they had to choose between the two, I think they would sign OBJ to like a 2-year contract and then trade Lamar to try to get a good quarterback in the draft.
Yeah. So what I'm thinking is the Ravens, they signed OBJ. They gave him a lot of money. They gave him a 1-year deal. And then that was something to try to get Lamar to come back because they're not completely sure if he wants to come back or not. I mean, I think he said he wanted to get traded, but they're trying to get him to come back. Just to get OBJ and, you know, in a 1-year deal, $18 million, it's a lot. So that I think that was like an influence to try to pull him in. I've been like hearing something for the Jets, something about the Jets right now, that they're gonna like go after DeAndre Hopkins instead of OBJ.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Yeah. And I think Aaron Rodgers will still go to the Jets. I just don't think that he'll have OBJ. And I don't think he'll go to, like, the Ravens or anything. That'd be crazy if he got traded for, like, Lamar.
Yeah, I don't really see – yeah, I don't really know why they're delaying Aaron Rodgers' trade to the Jets so much. That kind of like looks to me is like he doesn't want to go to the Jets, but whenever Alan Lazard went to the Jets, it looked like they're like, "Hey, like, yeah,
we got your
I just
buddy."
Don't really get why he wouldn't. Like, yeah, like we got one of your best wide receivers here. So,
I think he does want to go. I think that the Jets aren't willing to give up what the Packers want, and the Packers are looking for like 2 first-round picks. So,
yeah,
it's a lot for what. What Aaron Rodgers will probably give to the Jets.
I can see them trading like the Jets trading away like an okay player, like maybe James Robinson or somebody like that, and then give him another second round pick like the following year. Like something like that, but 2 first maybe. Round picks is not worth Aaron Rodgers. Because he's getting older, and they're not even going to – the Jets are going to have him for at most 4 or 5 years, unless he's Tom Brady and just stays there for another 10. But
I think something going on, which I don't think anybody has said or talked about, is that the Jets don't want to give up their first-round pick this year.
Yeah.
I think they want to keep this first-round pick, and then they trade the one afterwards. The year next year.
Yeah.
And I think the Packers, they want this year's first round pick because they think that the Jets will be good next year and that pick won't be as valuable.
I agree.
Yeah. You got anything else to say about anything?
No,
really?
I think that's it.
Yeah. All right. Well, you good to close out?
Yeah.
All right.
Good.
Well,
end of the podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll see you. Yep, been a good, pretty good podcast. We were just able to see how many followers we got, and we're at 65 now, so that's good.
Yep.
Yep.
Hopefully, all right, that continues to go up.
Yep. So go follow on Spotify or anything really. Download the videos, not videos, crap, what are these, podcasts, and yeah, all right, I guess we'll see you.
See ya.